Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 33, 5 Steps to Improve Your Nutrition. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. And this is Coach Gerard sitting in alone for today's podcast. Doug is off sunning himself somewhere on a beautiful sunny beach, drinking away his worries and eating away all of his training that he's done recently. Doug's been great. He's normally here, but he's allowed a holiday. And I've been a bit sick lately, so hence the delay in getting this podcast out. It was meant to be with you a week ago. So look, just a short one for this week while Doug's not here. It's much more exciting when he's around. So we'll keep it short, we'll keep it sweet. Last episode, we talked about the mindset for racing, and that was really relevant because our team is about to do the Wutu K Ultra Marathon coming up. Now, that's a really long event, and the mindset that you've got to have for that is very much about patience. Whereas when you're doing shorter events, something like a 5K park run time trial kind of thing, then your mindset isn't so much about patience, it's about like really, really pushing yourself to your absolute limit for that whole time. So very different things, different circumstances, you need different approaches and mindsets. But have a listen to the last podcast and hopefully got some good tips in there for you. Now, this week I wanted to talk about 5 steps to improve your nutrition. And it's actually 5 really, really easy steps. It's things that anyone can do if you commit to taking action. Okay, it's not majorly changing your food. It's not majorly changing your lifestyle. It's really practical things that anyone can do. Okay, so number one, if you want to improve your nutrition, number one is eat more veggies. Sounds really simple, eh? But if you have a think about it, if you keep track of it for, say, 3 days and write down every serve of veggies you have. Now, a serve is if you just hold your hand out, kind of imagine you're cupping a tennis ball, that's a serve of veggies, okay? So if you tracked that for 3 days, you might be surprised about what you're eating. Some people get tons, plenty in there. But you think about a fairly common diet where you might have cereal or toast for breakfast, not a veggie to be seen. At lunch, maybe you shoot out to the shops. There might be something, you go to a bakery or a cafe and you get a sandwich and it might have a token leaf of lettuce in it, maybe something else. There's not really much of a serve of veggies in there. Dinner, well, there's only so many you can eat at once, but if you have a look on your plate, work that out. Now, a lot of you will have seen the guidelines and marketing a few years back for eating 5 plus a day. Okay, that was a real just big campaign to try and get people eating more fruit and veggies. Now, the big thing to know is that 5 plus a day was for sedentary people. And for us as athletes, people training, hey, we burn a lot more energy, therefore we need more. So you suddenly see, actually, getting a minimum of 5 a day can be a real challenge. Okay, so if you work those into your meals and even snacks throughout the day, then you're going to get more. If you just try and do it all at dinner time, then look, you're not going to be able to sit down to a meal that big of just veggies. Now, the whole purpose of eating more veggies is they are absolutely packed with great vitamins, minerals, nutrients, antioxidants, all of those things that your body needs for health and for repair and recovery in training. Okay, so the more of the veggies you can eat, the better it's going to be for you and your performance. And also, if you're filling up on veggies, that's going to leave less room for the other things. Okay. It may help. The purpose here is not to cut calories, it's to improve health. But a lot of people will find that they are eating the veggies, which have fewer calories in them, so therefore they're eating less of the other things. Okay, so number one, obvious, sounds simple. You have to work at it though, eat more veggies. Number two, eat more slowly and eat without distractions. Now, this is... Okay, so that's two things together, but this is actually really It can be quite difficult to do. We've just got so many habits about how we eat. Okay, it might be watching the news with dinner on your lap. It might be sitting somewhere flicking through Facebook while you're eating. So you're quite, it's easy to be very distracted while you're eating. So what you can do is firstly get rid of the distractions, turn off the phone, turn off the TV, just put your focus on eating. And then eat more slowly. Okay, really take the time to chew every mouthful. Don't just scoff it down. Put your knife and fork down in between. Really string it out. Take your time. Start to understand that you're interacting with your food here. That's the thing that you're doing at the moment. You start to taste it better. You get the learn the textures. You're really engaged in thinking about, hey, I really like that. I might make that again. Or there's my leftovers for lunch tomorrow. Okay, so the first one was about the what you're eating, eat more veggies. The second one was your behaviours, okay, how you're interacting with your food and really slowing down the eating. Result of that one is that you may actually end up eating slightly less. That if you slow down and think and engage with it, you might realise at some point, hey, you're full, you've had enough, you don't need this other thing. And your brain really recognises how much you've eaten, so it's less likely to give you some cravings or signals that you need more or want something else later. Okay, number three is to fuel your training and recovery. Okay, now this time of year, people are in different statuses, kind of either some are training big already, others are only just starting out and building up. But what we want to do is build a habit where you are fueling your training and recovery for any session that is long, any session that has intensity in it. Okay, you might not feel like you really, really need that right now in your training, but you want to build the habit now so that it happens naturally as the training gets bigger when you really, really need to be doing it at that point. Now, I think I've mentioned it before, and I am promising a podcast into much more detail around this idea of fuel your training and recovery. But right now, as you're training, start having a go at it, okay? Make sure that if you're doing intense training, is that you do fuel that before, during, after, as is needed, okay? Don't dig yourself into a really big calorie hole from that training and try and recover from it afterwards. Now, also related to that is really get clear in your mind that you are fueling your training and recovery for the performance you can achieve in each session, okay? If you're also after a weight loss goal, then you need to do that separately from your training. Fuel your training and recovery, then in your regular day-to-day eating, that's where you need to cut down other food or realign what you're eating to create that weight loss. Weight loss does not come from training. Weight loss comes from your day-to-day nutrition. If you were someone sedentary just sitting on the couch, then that's how you would have to do it, okay? So we are adding training on top of that, fuel your training, weight loss separately. Okay, number four, improve your sleep quality. And this is something that I've talked about for years to everyone, and totally understand how, well, I thought I understood how important it was, but really I didn't. I've just been listening to a podcast. Those of you who listened to the Fitter Radio podcast a few weeks ago, Mickey Willardin mentioned another podcast by Peter Attia, and he was interviewing Dr. Matthew Walker, who's a world expert in sleep. And it's a very, there's three podcasts in the series, very long, about 6 hours all up. The first one is the best. Number two is pretty good. Number three drifts off a bit. Really key things that stood out here was just the evidence around how critical sleep is to your recovery, to your performance, to everything that you do in life. And they've got some absolutely crazy statistics that, for example, daylight saving changes, okay? The change, I can't remember which way around it goes, but the change where people lose an hour's sleep, that one day every year, they can guarantee the next day there will be more heart attacks, There will be more car crashes. There will be more injuries. Go to the opposite end of the daylight saving cycle. That one night where people get extra sleep, there will be fewer heart attacks, fewer car crashes. It's just phenomenal the difference that one night's sleep can make. Yet some people, or a lot of people, are constantly in a huge sleep deficit. Okay, so look, it's a long podcast series, but if you're interested, really do go and look that up. It is Peter Attia, PeterAttia. Look it up. You'll find it. It's three podcasts in the series. So, yeah, the quality of your sleep is so important. Now, we're talking about nutrition and, for some people, weight loss here, okay? And absolute correlation between how much sleep you get and the quality of your diet, okay? When you are tired, when your body is run down and stressed, it's just constantly going, hey, I need more to keep going, I need more. And that more is normally sugar, sweeter, lower quality foods. Okay, so if you can get better sleep, you will eat better. It's just absolutely linked. Now, look, I know there are other things related as well. Huge correlation, though. Okay, and number five, the last one, is don't overthink it. Okay, don't get too detailed, analytical, over-obsessive about it. Okay, remember, I'm talking to a bunch of triathletes here. We are the people who like to obsess and have things perfectly in boxes and yes or no's, black and whites, those kind of things. There really aren't, nothing is that black and white, okay? So please don't overthink the nutrition. What you can do is just take, in fact, this is what I want you to do as a result of the podcast, is take one of these ideas and do it consistently for 3 weeks. Okay, really, really commit to it to 3 weeks to see the difference. Just one thing, you can't change everything at once. It'll never stick. Pick one thing and do it. So is that going to be eat more veggies, eat more slowly, fuel your training and recovery, or improve your sleep quality? You pick it, you do it, 3 weeks, I guarantee you'll see a difference. Okay, look, I said it's a short podcast this week. Not going to be here next week. Both Doug and I are committed to each other, yes. But we will be back soon after that. And the next episode we're going to talk about is choosing which half Ironman event to do. There are different events that suit different people, so tune in for that. But before I go, just two blatant final plugs. Firstly, if you like what we're talking about in these podcasts, please go tell someone else, okay? We just want to spread the word. And one of the reasons that we're spreading the word is, hey, look, we've got a squad here in Wellington. We've also got an online team that people can join up to no matter where you live in the country, and you can join into the team. That way you can train in parallel with what everyone else is doing, stay in contact with the team, get coaching advice and tips, training plans, everything else that comes with it. So go check that out. Share the episode, please, and tune in again 2 weeks to hear about which half Ironman might suit you.